Umayalin was built on Elushim Shufabdike, because it establishes a suffix. Maybe since the whole membrane, the outer membrane, is off, that there is a naked in the lower membrane, in the inner membrane. Miu im nimtzok buon, if there is an abscess. Al mokim shenikla afoeir ha'elyei, yeish lehapfit, ki have kitchum sholom ha'chesmach. In other words, if the outer membrane was peeled off, and then there is an abscess on the place where the outer membrane was taken off, so then it's indeed symptomatic of a nekev, and this abscess is considered like scar tissue. Yeshemri, im nofro hare, v'nikra hakrum, machmasan fichetri. So that some will say, and we pass on the chumri. We pass on the chumri. Here there is the Taz mentions a certain Bach. I mean, this is strange that the Bach overlooked a certain Agoras Hamot. I mean, this is unusual. So there are some who say that if when the Bedek blows the lung, inflates the lung, and then the membrane tears as a result of a ordinary blowing of the lung, so that's a raya that there was a nekev. Because otherwise, because if there hadn't been a nekev, it shouldn't tear as a result of blowing the lungs. So in Daki Meshe, he mentions that. Now, b'simul ametes heili morichom izal, the Taz says, divrei Daki Meshe, shekos adin zeh v'kos adolot, v'zeh v'sheili. ולנועד כן, ומייסים בחוליים של נשבר מחמס חזק הנפיחה, ומחשרים בו, ולוחים לו הביאו הרב והגוי שוכנות. ונלה ממנו בהי שייטה הגוי זוס. So he says, only that moment he forgot. For sometimes a person forgets for a moment, it doesn't mean that he forgot. But for a moment, as he was abstracted in his thoughts, he forgot. So he says that the Bach forgot, overlooked this, for a moment he forgot this הגוי שרמות. There are more ishreshish for that chita of the Beitkin. I mean, it doesn't even mention Yudikes. I mean, certain Beitkin wrote for him, I mean, and they were certainly experts in the union of Treifus. So they wrote it. And the Bach says that we are not machen. We are not machen. Avo mikomo kem kidvorov kem, shekol ha-Beitkin, shoreinu, eilu kem, v'nire shechein hu mladim. כיוון שאין לנו ידים, היכו יישא הבאינו נפוחו בחייו. על כל כך אין לנו להטריף כאן, יורנאים לי שהבאינו לא יישא נפוחו כל כך, כמו שנפיח הבאינק. אבל לא יצאו, the Taz is חלק on this din of Gerber. The Bach and the Taz are חלק. Now the Shach, now, and what's his raya? I mean, as a matter of fact, the Bach is always machne. Always machmir, and here is makir. So why is he makir here? Because ma'isim becholyei, that when Beitkin blow the lung, so it tears. So that means, so then we'll have to be matri. So because of that, the Bach is makir. But what does the Shach do with that? Neither the Maire. So the Shach agrees with the Psalm. And he said, Even though Maisim Choyei, the Beit King, when he blow the lung, so it tears, and we're not matri. The answer is, the Maisim Choyei only happen when the Beit King blow with great force, with unusual force. So then it's no raya, it doesn't even create a raya. Because, let's say, in Mashiach, the Beit starts blowing the lung, you know, with great force. So then, even a healthy lung could start there as a result of an unusual nefich. But what Ramon means is that if it started to tear as a result of the usual nefirah, not of an unusual nefirah, so then it establishes a suffix. Maybe it was Nikuma already in Chayel. No. Neither the Mayreshet Reshach says, neither the Mayreshet of Chur Kedarko, Abu Nefur Yehisa Medai, Kshero, Da Abrilo Meido Bechayel Lo Hoysa Nefuro Kolkach. In other words, Lo Hoysa Nefuro Kolkach. Because, Bechay Maisim Bechol Yeh, Shemachshir, Mikvo, Sivgim, Mikvo vola bit chum vini stam treifo, because chum sholo mach mas mako, eino chum. Now, sit down. Reish et nishma bo avon. Kishene yifchinif. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. So, Reish et nishma bo avon, kishene yifchinif. Im nikra mo kim shemene nishma avon, mishim mo lefri, kitenu lcha yitzeve. Im nisnat, mi yadu ashuri kuro treifo, mo nikra mo kim mishim leitzo, mo maim pushre, mo neif leitzo. Im המים טרייפו, בנבואה וידוע, שקומתך תלובד ניקר, ויורוח נהלת בשני התחומים, ותני זה ישמע בו, כל עבור רבי שעס לפניך הוא כשאיר, או... נאו, תגמור אסף. תגמזיין הוא מבס. ויומר דמיל. After the start. Ve'yom ha-Rav Yezid. Ha'ire da'afshi. If there is a sound. Hi adilin ha'afshi. If we know the spot, the exact spot, the source of the sound. Manich li'dat v'yilu ha'irekin v'yilat v'zatrei. If it bubbles as a result of a feather or spittle being placed on that particular spot. So it's a ra'ir. There is a naked in that spot. And that's why it bubbles. V'yilu ha'irekin. We were Yadinon, if we don't know the exact spot, but we know somewhere there is a place where it produces the sound. My sim shechuse de my pshore, bukuwa moda, umisvinu abigam. Now, bichmim eloi. So we shouldn't use hot water, the kafze, then it will contract. Bichmim eloi, you shouldn't use cold water, the mitarashi, because it will harm. So this is what Rambam says. V'im somu oisom, tam achas b'mayim chamim, oi kolim, shuvei lo dika apiru b'pushim. So the Gemara says that you couldn't do that test in cold water or in hot water, so it doesn't mean that this test itself cannot be done in cold water and hot water. It means that if you tried it in cold water, or in hot water, so then you couldn't even do the test in lukewarm water. Because what's the reason as to why you couldn't use cold water? Because it becomes hardened. So in other words, the lung becomes hardened. So melee, you couldn't test it anymore. Because the lung, or if let's say in hot water, why not? Because it's kafze, it contracts. So mele, even if after that you put along in lukewarm water, it will not be good testing because it already contracted. This is what the Rambam says. Now, I forgot to mention in connection in the previous Avos Rambam that he says that Yeshim in Nofru Oreim V'nikra Hakrum Machmasa Nefiche Treif. Why? Because if you blew if you inflated the lung and then it tore, so it's a raya that there is a neck. Now the question is, suppose you examine everyone who examines the lung, every sheikh examines the lung. So suppose he looked at the lung and he saw there was no necking. He inspected the lung very well and he didn't see any necking in the membranes of the lung. So, but after that, when he blew it, he tore. So in that case, it should not be taken. So, and it's mashma from the Ramah that it doesn't make any difference when it happened. Not only if the Nefichah Sarei and the Torah at the very beginning, so he had no opportunity to inspect the wrong to see whether there is an Ekev and any spot or not. Even if the Nefichah Sarei took place after inspecting the wrong, and then he tore, so it's Treifeh. So this thing could only be explained according to the Shite that even when the wrong has a condition out of which it is destined to become perforated in due course, it's also great. There's a Shite of Tesis and there's a Shite of the Ram. Because Tesis explains the Taufes of Zirche on the basis that it's destined to be Minokim. So even though it didn't become a Nekev, let's say he didn't see any Nekev, he was Sheikha de Behime, and he didn't find any Nekev, but he only found his Zirche. So it is still Treifo. Why? Because the fact that it's destined, it has a condition that it's destined to become Nekev, makes it Treifo right now. Even if he sheikhed it immediately. So, in Mele, the Ramo says, in Nofore, Vinikra Akrum Machmas Anifiche, Treifo. So in other words, the Ramo assumes that the same kind of inflation that took place now is likely to occur in the course of the vicissitudes and of the moving of the behemoth in her lifetime. Because when the behemoth is active, so then the lung becomes inflated. And it all depends, of course, it becomes inflated all the time. It expands all the time. But if it's more active, so it expands more. If it's less active, so the lung expands less. So the Mele, if we saw that as a result of inflating the lung, so the membrane tore, so then we say, even though the Sheikh, the Beidik, inspected this particular lung, and he didn't see any naked, but so that could be a raya that at the time of the Shrita there was no naked. But it's very likely that this lung was affected with a certain kind of a condition that as a result of inflating it, it might take. So even though we don't find the naked, it only means that the behemoth was nishchato immediately after that condition developed, so it had no opportunity to tear the lung as a result of its activities. But had it remained alive for another few weeks, it could have torn as a result of the constant expansion of the lung. So Mimele, according to Tesis, if it was affected with that kind of a condition, that as a result of the normal activities of a behemoth, which involve, you know, a substantial expansion of the lung, so the lung would tear, so Mimele, it became treifa even before it tore. So Mimele, I'm saying that to explain how can the Ramo say that in Nofu Areye V'nikra Akrum Machmas Amfiche is Treifeh? But suppose he looked at the lung and he didn't see any neck. The answer is, according to Tesis, so that's no right that it wasn't a Treifeh. Because according to Tesis, if the lung is affected with a condition, let's see, like a Sirch, that makes a neck inevitable in due course, so it's a treifa right now. So the Mele, true that the Sheikh and the Beidek inspected along and he didn't find any nekev. So he didn't find any nekev. That means, that could mean that there is no neker because this behavior was nishpato immediately after this condition developed in the long of the day. So he didn't have a chance to tear the long as a result of the constant expansion of the long through the activities of the behemoth. But had the behemoth remained alive for a few more weeks, then as a result of the constant expansion of the long, it might have torn. It might have torn. Nintes nikuva, sife. Nintes nikuva bimokim sheishlishlish nasach ha-shchit. תישאר בין אתה בוחיון לי בכייח, הוא שתור של בכייח, הוא שלא חוזי לי, אז תקור בו, תעלים לו הוקי, נוקשהו. אפילו יש לי כל מיני הר בשורים כבשינו, תעלים לו מקור את זה. Because there is a reasonably attributable circumstance. והוא תעלים לו מיד התבוך, אלו עם הנקב מושו, שדרכי לי איס מכייח התבוך. אבל אם הוא הוגו, לא יתעלים לו מתבוך, כי אם דרכי לי איס הוגו. In other words, if we can only attribute it to the handling by Taboch, if the kind of nekev is a nekev that usually occurs through the handling by Taboch. In other words, if the nekev is moshuch, not oval, it's flat nekev, not circular, so that kind of a nekev moshuch, like usually occurs as a result of the handling by Taboch. But if the nekev is perfectly circular, now that kind of nekev doesn't occur as a result of the handling by tabach, unless the tabach is accustomed to use a certain kind of a drill that makes a circular nekev deliberately. But usually, I mean, this kind of nekev does not occur as a result of handling by tabach. So then we can contribute it to the Dabo. We hold naked. Now, the Rambam says, "V'chol nekev shehu posuach." It's a goyis mordechai. Perikam lechol. Now, what does it mean? "V'chol nekev shehu posuach." Every nekev is posuach. I mean, it's a nekev, so it's posuach. So he says, "V'zeh shekosat kisha nekev hashulchan." V'zeh shekosat kisha nekev posuach. Kavonosei sheyesh chisorim be'anekev. So, in other words, if we see a substantial chisorim. So he says, V'chol nekev shehu pasuach, oy shehu shcha, or if it is bruised, and there is a black mark, so that's a raya, that indicates that it was dom mechay. Then he also says, oy odeim sovim anekev. Now, the olden Ezekielim, they mention that there is a difference between a black mark, a black bruise, and a red mark. Because as if there is a black bruise, so even if the black bruise is over a very small area, and if it's not very black, even if it is slightly black, so it's also a raya that it is mechay. That's the Mechaim, because La'ach HaShchite, there wouldn't be any bruise, any black bruise. Masha'im King red, so even La'ach HaShchite, there could be a red mark. If you make a nekev La'ach HaShchite, there is always a red mark. So when the Ramo says, Oyotim Sovim Vanekev, it means that there is a very red, heavily red. And he says, And also, Vizeshen is boy, the Beodim Sovi Vanekev Trefo, Yeshina Beitkim Sheimrin, Sheu Odim Ktsas, the Mokim Anekev Mamesh, Viurach, Vietim Menu, Jamkim Odim. So, tell me, Milenikel in Islam, the Dafke Sheu Odim Svivi Bishetach Rab, Vikoshe, if it's heavily, everywhere. And over a considerable area. Now, what is considered a considerable area? What is considered not considerable? He doesn't say. Because it's ki ein admimus mako shebiodom zeu simen shemechayim nase. Avor odim k'tzas bimokim anekev kar darke af kishinase achashrit. I mean, so whenever when you puncture a behemoth, immediately after Shrite, you'll also see, it will also become red. But there is a difference in the shade of red. So, if it's a, so when does he say, so as far as Vishchar is concerned, it doesn't make any difference. Even if the black bruise is just in the neck of area, it does, it's not spread all around it, in the periphery. But just near the neck of Mamesh, there is a black bruise, so that's a raya that it occurred mechayim. Because if it occurred lachashite, there wouldn't be a black bruise. I mean, that everybody knows. I mean, that when you puncture a behemoth lachashite, you will not get any black bruise. But as far as red is concerned, so even if you puncture a behemoth after shrite, you will get, you'll be a flow of down and the mail will be red. But then it will be red only at that spot, not all around, not in the Shetach Sovi. And then the red will not be so heavily red. So this is what Ramon means. Vafilu rak odim sovi fatzalis neged hanekev treiv veloi talino mishum davo dibivate mechaynas v'chein im nimtzo vet v'yed mirimore v'chein im nimtzo leo tiloim shenokvuo v'yodua im nokvuo kedem shrite v'yacha shrite ksheo v'im eimokim nisleis v'yadov asofu kinikvo mechaim eisi nekev achreo mikav nesleim im im deimim ksheo shechmoy sheze nasa acha shrite kei nasa orishim v'im eimim deimim treifo v'im idam im reisho v'im edako reisho v'im gaso v'im edako edako v'gaso v'gaso. So that's like the Rambam. Well, v'yeso, but so it lies the reef in the Rambam shite. In other words, that you cannot be midame from a bimedako bimagaso, but in gaso itself, one behem and another, yes. V'yeso imri dein v'akifim mibehem ozu mibehem acheres. Acheres. Rashi alochet. They were supposed to v'afilu mibehem achas ein makifim elo migaso migaso. So what's the pshat of migaso migaso? Da'ayne miume liume, oy midako midako. Da'ayne miune liune. Miu bizman hazeh eino nupkin ve'ilisne ha'kof eklau lehach. So bizman hazeh we cannot rely on ha'kof all together. Nikavecho nehamsipenis shebifnim lechaber keimokim shemispatzlim zeh mizeh ve'im boso mei בימבוסה ביניהם טריפו שחביר קושי ואין מגינו אבל ניקף לבשר ראה הבוסו מגינו לא בקשר. So in other words, so he passes like all the Rishonim, not like the Ramba, and according to the Bach, according to the Rivosh, so even the Rambam is not ready. It's only because the Rivosh says that when the Rambam says that afilu lechaverei afilu nikaf lechaverei, he doesn't mean leafuke. He doesn't mean that, needless to mention, that if nikaf liposo lipsara rei certainly treve. But it means, needless to mention, that if it is nikav, the boso shenimak, the deteriorated, so it's treipe. But even Nigab Vechavere, the deep deteriorate, it's also Treve. So in other words, according to the Rav Osh, the Rambam is not even Chelik. But according to the Bach, the Rambam is Chelik. But the Mechaber certainly paskins like the Rosh, not like the Rambam, because the Pashtes Loshna Gemore is like the Rosh in all the Rishayim, not like the Rambam. And the Bach explains the Gemore according to the Rambam in an altogether different way. Horei Yeshenish Kecho, Kikiki, Ukhu Moel Yishamo Kayo, Sholim, Beloi Neke, Ima Tzipen Esetli Mikimo, Uyimuchu Kshiro, Vimimu Kaflutin, Bilecho Trei, Keita Teisi, Neikvineiso, Vishayfrineiso, Bechui Yishu Yishua, Beiver, Im Nire Bochut Mivani, Leveini, Biyodua Shinimuku An Tzipen Es, Utrei, Vim Lav, Sarariya Bilvadu Shinimak, Ukshiro. So in other words, if we see Chutim Livenim, so then we identify them as the Bonkia. As the Bonkia. But in love, Sarib Vadu Shinimak. And we assume that the Bonkia did not deteriorate. Ukshaya, Vuhu Shiyu Micho Amaim Zach. Abolim Makurim Uishuchim Trevu. Trevu. That's in accordance with the Shita Sarif and the Rambam. That if there is mayim schuchim in the land, so then it's matter the way. Only when there is pus, clear pus, not zoruach, but if there is any turbid, fetid liquid in the land, so then it's right. But the Rambam says that the Rosh Shite and the Rashba Shite is different. In other words, that where do we say that if the liquid is turbid, fetid, so it's matriv only ligabi kulye, kidney, but not ligabi lo. V'yesh machshirim afilu ba'akurim usruchim. U'mish jehuboki livdek, shalimim chuan simcheneis, yochel nismich alaye, ritzei rechef segnerot. Now, chosa miguf areye vilei nikvo kshel v'yesh b'sheisya. In other words, that if there is a chisorin of the guf areye itself, so then it is also the shi'as arav. Now the two also mention both shi'as. Now the Taz. Choseya migufareye perish bitelode. In other words, it was born that way. It's a chaseiro migufareye. Vayei sheimli midas haramba. Disvirlei, afal gav techisorim bivnim loy shmei chisorim. Mikol mokim hay midavke kisha acharan anficho hoyer kayo. Veloy nire chisorim bechutz. Ma sheim kim kan. Dehavalei kiuna chaseiro. When do we say that? In other words, the Rambam also passes that chisorim bifnim is loishim chisorim. That only means if there is a certain diminution in the substance of the lung, internal. So when it is inflated, it looks undiminished. When it is inflated, it looks undiminished. But there is a certain diminution in the substance, mibifnim. But as long as outside, in an inflated state, it looks complete, not reduced. So then it's a shell. Masha'im came. Now, if the behemoth was born with a reduced lung, now let's say every ume of the lung has a certain size, more or less. And every ume has a certain size, more or less. So you have the uno haruchavoro, you have the uno emtsois, which is small. But suppose the umes of the lung are reduced in size. They were born that way. So in other words, so even after inflating them, they don't have the regular size. So then it is treifa, according to Ramoshi. In other words, so when we say chisom bifnim is loishme chisom, that means there is an internal diminution in the lung, but when you inflate it, it has the regular size. in the inflated state. In the inflated form, it has a regular size. But Mashem came, if it was born with a reduced form. So even after you inflate it, so it does not have the same size Ume or the same size Une as all other behemoths, then it's straight. Because then it's considered like Hasel. Now suppose it was born, the behemoth was born with the right size long, and then a surgeon cut off half of the Une, half of the Une. So then it would be chaseiro, then everybody would agree that it's chaseiro. So mainly the Rambam Shita is that if it was born, if the Heime was born with Chilas Beyusum, with the Lode, with the reduced loan, so it's also like chaseiro. It's also like chaseiro. Alright. Now, so most Rishenim hold that even if it is choser migufareya b'telode, it was born with a reduced long, is still chero, because chisom b'fnim is loishmi chisom, and that. But of course, if you removed part of the long, then everybody, then it's nitur, then everybody would agree that it's straight. And now, but the Rambam shita is that even if it is born with a reduced long, so since mibachutz it's near a chaseiro, so then it is a chisom. You see, if mibachutz it's near a chaseiro. Ve'aminek lehachshir im achisorein kichof pshuto, avol im achisorein kichof kfufo, koze a very strange shite. Koze im yuchal la'niyar bigumo ahu etzba agoyl agudol mikre chisorein utreik. In other words, let's say if you have long, and when you blow it, so sometimes if there is chosam mikufarei b'telode, so when you blow it, so it all depends. How does it look outside? So does it look outside like a chov pshuto? Chov pshuto means that it's only in two sides there is a chisor, a chov pshuto. But a chov kvufo, so that means that there is a chisorein in three sides. So in other words, if after inflating it, so let's say, after inflating it, so you'll find just a chisorein like this on two sides, so then only on two sides you find outside, you see a chisorein, you see a groove on two sides like a chof pshuto. So that does not have the appearance of a rei chaser. Mashenke, if after inflating the lung, so you find grooves on three sides, and three sides, let's say, suppose this is the lung, and then after inflate like this, so the usual lung when it's inflated, there are no grooves. But suppose because of the chisore, because of the fact that this behemoth was born with a reduced lung, so when you inflate it, so you'll find grooves here and here and here. So then it looks a chaseiro after inflated, in an inflated state. So it looks chaseiro on the outside, so then it is straight. והמינג להכשר עם החיסורים ככוף פשוטו. אבל עם החיסורים ככוף כפופו, so the difference between כוף פשוטו and כוף כפופו is that כוף פשוטו, so you see a חיסורים, you see a groove, a groove, a four, you see on two sides, and the כוף כפופו, you see on three sides. אם יוכל להניח בגום ההוא, אצבע גודל, mikra chisorin treifa. It doesn't mean that if in the inflated state you'll find a very mild groove of four, so then it is already considered chaseiro. But only if it's substantial. In other words, if in that form, in that outside groove, in the inflated long, you will be able to place etzba agudel, the thickness, something. In other words, if there will be a this long, there will be the four, I mean, on three sides, and there will be such a fall, that you'll be able to place something that has the thickness of the thumb. So then it's considered chasid. אם יוכל להניע בגום ההוא אצבע הגבל מתחו חיסורן את ריפו ומלאף כשאלו וכל זה כשנראה החיסורן בחוץ לאחר הנפיחה אבל אם מבחוץ כשור יהיה אלא שנחסר בשורם בפנים אפילו מר זה כחיסורן הכדי רביס כשאלו יסע מכאן טריפ but in other words if לאחר הנפיחה So it's not nirem bachutz, you don't see it reduced. So even though the chisore is the diminution, the internal diminution inside is kide reviz zolzakshiro, but if the internal diminution is more than reviz, then it's trade for even though outside you don't see the chisore. הרי שנמצא בו מוקימוטו, כלשהו, מוקימוטו כלשהו, שאינו רוח נכנס בי, ואין אלה במפיח, it doesn't blow up, it doesn't become inflated, מביא עם סקים וקרי, הקרום לבד, סומך ממש למוקימוטו, אם נמצא בי לאחרי מותרס, שהמחלס עלי יכולי נכנס שום רוח, ואם לא נמצא בלכו, נסנו לו מעט ריק או תבן או נעיצו, אם נסנד נקשרו, שהרוח בו שום ומפטריפו. So here it is just the reverse of the usual testing. Because here we artificially made a nekev. We took a knife and we cut it. So, on the contrary, so here, if it's nisnad nekshero, So it's a raya sharuah boshom. Vim lav, and we don't say it's a treifa. After all, there is naked. The wind was able, you know, to pass here, because here the naked was formed right now like a shrite. But if after cutting it with a knife and putting teven or a feather. And it's not misnadnet, so it's a raya that there is something the matter with that long. Sharua boshom vim laf treifo, v'lo mikro otum elo kishimarei udeim lishorei elo sheinei lebifiche, avu imarei udeim limugle eine ele timre v'koshe abeloi diki. In other words, if it is, when do we say that if there is a blockage? So then it is a treife only when it has the appearance of a lung. But it doesn't allow itself to become inflated. Aval imareu deimel imugle, if it's deimel imugle, so then einu letinre, v'koshav leidike, so then we say, if it doesn't have the mara of a lung, Then, in other words, we say that the reason as to why there is a blockage is because there is a tumor, there is a growth, and a growth in the lung is not matri lebei. Ve'aviyotu yiretchilo litin arei b'mayim pushrin oy litin mayim pushrin teichakone olaneo iso oy mimash mishhar b'mokimoto ve'lishpecha hakach mashe b'seichakone v'imela hakar b'mficha ksheo ואפילו אם כבר נחתך הורי, אם יוכל לבדיק על משפפרה שיאללה מוקים אותו ומפיחה, יש לאחשר. So as long as it does become inflated, as a result of manipulation, or all kinds of manipulation, so then it's כשר. ראי שקושו כעץ במשמושו טריף, ועדין אם קלו כעץ ישראל. ראי שנסמס מסו, דהיינו שנמצא שלמו, וכשתלן איזה תחתך וטיפל תיכס טריף. ראי שנמצא סניפוכו, כמו יקח רוי של דקל איסכן איסו מסופק. זה גמורת, אף ממזיין. ראי שיופשו, אפילו מקצוסו טריפו, ויהושת אין נפרחת בצפרן, ואין נשארתת בצפרן על בשר הרייה, ונראה עשירתות בשיחו, מקריו ואישות רייה. צום קוקולו, אם אחמז ביודם שיפחידו, כי גאי ששוחטו החרס לפונאו, וחייצי בזה, טריפו, ואם בלי שמיים, כשפורטו מכל רעם, הוא יראה סזיקי וחייצי בזה, עם פחת שופריאס, כי מכל שג הסערי וחייצי בזה, כשאירו, כיצד בית כניסו, אם הדוב הסופיק, מי זה דוב הבולו, משיב נסרי במים, בישראל, שימו יזמן הקיום, משיב נסרי במים פושחת, ובכלי של המים מסמצים מגבי, ונזלים, כדי שלא יצאינו במהירו, ומו יזמן החיים, מושיבי נעיסו, במים צמים בכלי שהמים מסמצים לגבי, כשיהו קורים, אם חוזר לקריאוס הרי בשמיים, או בלי באבריאס ומוטורס, ואם לא יחוזר בלי אודום, ואם לא יחוזר בלי אודום, יהיו טריפו. ונראה דיימו נוליס בכל בדיקה שזו, כי אינו נפקים בכל דבר שצור בדיקה, ונראה שבולו בלי שמיים, אין להח שבולו בדיקה, זו ובזה ישליס בכל בדיקה שם. נדורץ, we don't rely on our own בדיקה. So that means if we don't have any judgment whatsoever, one way or the other, whether it originated, whether the shriveling, the fright that resulted in the shriveling of the lung resulted in the shamayim of the odom, so then we cannot rely on our optiki. But suppose we are native, we are disposed to assume that it's the shamayim, but we are not sure. So then we can rely on the dike, since we are disposed towards that judgment anyway. And then we resort to that dike. And that dike, according to that dike, is lishamayim, so then we can rely that is lishamayim. Reyo shehirgush bo b'mish v'shayat, shemachat b'seichu, im shleimo hi, nefri neiso, im ewe b'mficho ksheho, b'inim idako yovo, b'inim nichliso derech chuto o derech kupo, v'im ichatucho, Treif. So it's a raya, in other words, that since it is eile bin fiche, so it's a raya that it wasn't punctured. Because had it been punctured, b'chayeo, it wouldn't be eile bin fiche. So mimele, we attribute, but how did the machat get there? So we say that the machat got there via the simpanis. All right. ואם מחתוך הטריפו, יש לו קור אדם כנגד המחת בחוץ, טריפו אפילו יש לו, because that in itself is a raya that there was a naked. ובזמן הזה יש להטריף כל ראי שנמצא במחת ואין דוד מבוד דין שלו. אם הוא ינומו כמפסד מרובה, אז יש לו הוקר ולבדיקה ונפיחו. מחת שנמצא בסמפייני רבה דראי, in the bronchial tubes, כשיר. ואפילו בכתיכה, שלא ינוחה לבדק במפיכה, יש להחשב. All right, so. סימן המציין, and the two, סימן המציין, סימן המתחס now. סימן המדבוב is a much longer סימן, much more complicated than סימן המציין. So we shouldn't have any difficulty in going over both סימן המציין and סימן המתחס. Now, סימן המציין contains the Indian, I mean, you should try to look over the Taz, Sivbei, Sivbei, Sivgimel, and the Shach, Sivbei, Sivgimel, Sivdalet, Sivei, because that's very important, because Sivbei, in the Mechaber, Now, I don't know whether I discussed it when we learned the Gemara, but because the Gemara doesn't mention it, so I just want to mention it. Now, a Sirche, I might have mentioned it when we learned the Gemara. Now, a Sirche is Matri the Behele, if there is an adhesion. If there is an adhesion, in the long, so then it's matter of age. Unless Treunis is this Adode and it's Kisidon, so then it's not matter of age. And on that, Sir Chayam, that is really not discussed in Simon Lamed Zayin, that is discussed in Simon Lamed Tes. But you have to know it, you have to remember it. So, on that there is a Machlekes Rishayim. What does it mean? Treyule, this. Tartewule, this Rikla Adote. So there is a machlekes reshayim. What does it mean, kisipon? So according to one shita, we went over the rosh, I mean inside, I mean the. So there are two shitas. According to one shita. So shaloi kisipon means if there will be a sirch, an addition, let's say between this une and that une. But if the addition is between the Uno, this Uno, and the Uno and Zois, I mean that if the addition takes place between two contiguous Unes, two adjoining Unes, so then it's always a zero. Even if the addition is not Mechituch Lechituch, but the addition is Megav Gav. Or mechitoch l'gav. As long as the addition it takes place between two contiguous, two adjoining unes, so it's considered kisipon. Then other shem say no, and that's the way you pass it, that even between two contiguous unes it can be shalom kisipon. When will it be? Kisitron, if there are two prerequisites. Number one, that it's between two. is mechituch shalune and lechituch shalune. In other words, that there should be an addition, there should be an addition between the two incisions, the cut surfaces, of the two adjoining, the two contiguous ones. But if it's migav ligav, or migav lechituch, so then it's shalune kisiv. That's one. Then there is, many of the Shem say that if the addition is that kind of an addition that can be easily removed by mild touching, mild manipulating without any pressure, so then it's real value. I mean, that's the heter for non-glatkosher meat. So that means non-glatkosher meat means a behemoth that had a sirche, but a sheichet removed it by simply manipulating with his hands over the addition without exerting any force. So then, according to many Rishayim, and the Ramah is makir in certain situations, in places where there is such a minhag. So, like those Rishayim. But all others, then, there is another kind of Rishayim that many Rishayim say is also a Rishayim. Just as the Rishayim who say that a sirche that is removable while the mishmish yadayim is real be'alme, is considered like real be'alme, so the Rishayim who say that a sirchot pluyon is also a real be'alme. Not all Rishayim agree with that, but we pass it like those Rishayim. You see, in regard to a sirche that is removable while the mishmish yadayim, so only there are more passes that it's real be'alme. But the Mechaber passes that it's awesome. But regarding sirchot luyo means a hanging, a pendant addition. In other words, an addition that hangs on the lungs. That hangs on the lungs. Let's say, suppose here is the lung, this is the lung, and suppose you don't have an addition that is really, but it hangs. It hangs on. So then we pass in a sirchot tluyo, a hanging addition, a pendant addition. So has a din of real belly. Then, so the Mechaber and the Ramah pass like that. Like I think the Rashba says that a sirchot tluyo, even though in regard to a sirchot that is removable out of mishmush, that the Rashba says that those who are machil, who are matter et amachil treifes. But in regard to sirchot tluyo, the Rashba shita is that it has a din of real ground. So sirchot tluyo means a hanging, a pendant adhesion. So that's real ground. So Chava says in Sif Beis, im sirchot tluyo yeitzo min habuo trivi. In other words, an abscess on the lung, one abscess on the lung, is not real. Two contiguous abscesses, so the tlui shafkin ladode, so that's right. But one bue, and even 10 bues, if they are not contiguous, if there is no, if they are not contiguous, so then it's also kshir. So the Raimet says, im sirchot tluyo yeitzo min habuo treifa. In other words, sirchot tluyo by itself, a hanging adhesion, not an adhesion between one union and another, but a hanging adhesion. It's just a piece of tissue. I mean, just hangs on to the lung. So a hanging adhesion is not real, because it's real bowel. It's considered like liquid that adheres, you know. You always find in the lung some liquid, some fluid that adheres, that cleaves onto the lung, because the lung absorbs a lot of liquid. So anyway, even if you have an adhesion that hangs on to the lung, so it's also like real balm, it's like the fluid that hangs on to the lung. That's really possible. So a sirchet buye by itself is not matter the name. A buye by itself is not matter. However, the Raimet says, im sirchet luyo, yoitzo min abuo, if you have the two things together, In other words, you have an abscess on the lung, and then from the abscess there is a hanging, there is an adhesion hanging down to the abscess. Both together it is three. So then the Rambam says, "V'yoradim buo imedes b'mokim shoveis af opi b'kosha b'lavochem kegim b'pshushis oi b'mokim b'mashma askeil oi sha'abue b'atzmo mashma askeil." In other words, suppose you have a gafshushis. Now we learn in Simei Lamedei that if you have only an additional lobe, is matter the pain. But if you have just an elevation, so then it's not matter the pain. But if you have an abscess on the plane, if you have an abscess, and in addition, you have an elevation on the lung, so then it is rain. V'oradim buo imedes b'mokim shoreyesi af al pidi kosha b'lavoche kigim b'kav shushis oi b'mokim mashma askeil oi sha'abuo b'atzmo mashma askeil. Now, the Mechaber only mentions the Ravid thing. All that the Ravid says is that the Silche Tluyo Yitzam na buo Yisrael. That's all. Then the Ramo himself says, Motzokosu, that the same thing applies to Ibuye or Imedes al Gafshushis, or Ibimokim di Mashmas Ke. In other words, if there is a certain spot that is Mashmas Ke, in the lung. So what's the Aluche? The Aluche is we have to test it. We just learned it. I mean, that if it is mashmas kail, so then we test it. But if in addition we have an abscess also, so then it is kail. Now we have to understand what's the reason. So according to the Taz and the Shach and the Bach, the most of the Nisikeli of the Shulchan Aruch, so they assume that the Ravid's din of Silchot Tluo Yeitzam Nabuo. And the Rambam says that it applies also to a poor or imedes b'shoreis, kikim b'vafshushis or b'mokim mashmaskeil, or shabur b'atz mashmaskeil, establishes a new principle of tartar reis. In other words, that there are certain things that are reis. Let's say if it's mashmaskeil, so it's a reis. Go raye, you have to test it. So a reis it is, but it's not matter the reis. So the Achreinim, all the Achreinim establish a principle of Tartar Reisim, that if you have two Reises in the room, even though each Reise by itself is not sufficient to matter the behemoth, let's say Silchatluyo is Kshayim. In other words, Silchatluyo is distinguishable from a regular Silche. A regular Silche, so is matter the behemoth. The Silche Tluya, we say, is real bounded, but the Silche it is. So, but that Reis by itself is not sufficient to matter the meaning, but the Reis it is. And then a Bue, one Bue, is also a Reis, but one Bue is not matter the meaning. Only three Bue is Michado, but the Reis it is. So, since if we have Tartar Reis, so then the baby is like, I mean, so that is a big chumre. And of course, there are a number of daily Israel who are chilek on that din of Tartar Reis, even though the din of Tartar Reis is mentioned by the Bach, it's mentioned by the Taz, by the Shach. But still, many achelim, there were many daily Israel who are chilek on the whole Indian of Tartar Reis. Reb Chaim Volozhiner was one of those who was chilek on the whole din of Tartar Reis. Not that he was chilek on the din of the Ravid, that the Mechaber paskins Sirchot Tluyo Yetzer Nabuo Treif. So he explained it some other way, not on the basis of Tartar Reis. But you have to go over the Taz, Siv Beis and Siv Gimel and Siv Gimel, and then in the Shach, Siv Beis and Tziv Gimel and Tziv Hei and Tziv Dalet and Tziv Hei, because the Orach HaShulchan also, he is chilek And this hymn of Tartar Reyeset that is mentioned by the Bach and mentioned by the Taz, Israel. So then we have to explain the Reibitz Din of Sirche Tuyo Yetzer Nabuo some other way. So this is so. Tomorrow we would like to go over Simen Lamed Zayin and Simen Lamed Ches in the Tur El Ishmael. Daily Sarbe, the way he has abscesses. I feel in daily Sarbe, umlei smayim kshayim. Umlei smayim kshayim. So, but umil rabal tes, so shall yila achulim v'lo yischuchim. In other words, if it has mayim that is ill-smelling, the davakue, so then the Shittas Rambam is that it's safe. In other words, what's the Rambam's look here is from Kuli. But the Rosh and the other Rishayim say that applies only to Kuli, to a kidney. Because a kidney, I mean, it can very well be explained as to why the other Rishayim say that only Gabi Kuli, if it has Mayim Aruchim, Uschuchim, turbid and ill-smelling fluid, so it's safe. Because a kidney is more susceptible to an infection than the lung. I mean, everybody knows that. But according to that, even the Rambam, the same thing applies to lung too. Umiul Rabal Fesor Shol Yachurim Vorisruchim. Vichim Kosel Rambam. Reyo Sheyesh Baba Buis, if it has abscesses, Imen Gleim Ruach Umayim Zakim, Oilecho Hanim Sheches, Oilecho Kosho Afilu Keitz, Muteretz. Vim Yesh Bo, Leichos Ruchos, so the Raya of the Rosh is in the other Rishayim, because the Gemara says that Mugle, if it has pus, and usually pus is turbid, I mean, it's not a clear fluid pus, usually. But the Rambam applies it only when the pus is not Aruchim, not Tzruchim. Alright. ולכן משחס מלחקו שאף ומתייס מטרס ואם יש בו ליחו סרוכו או יחורו אסור וכוס הבית and then the Rambam mentions another הלכה וכוס הבית וכשמייצי הליחו and again most שני מאחיל כאן the Rambam in other words the Rambam mentions two chumres in connection with the Narabui and the long and the abscess and the long. One chumre is that if the abscess has mayim achurim uschuchim turbid and or ill smelling fluid, so then it's straight. And most Rishayim machilik on that chumre. And then another chumre that the Rambam has that in order to be ksheiro, even if the abscess has mayim zakim, clear water, and clean water, and not ill-smelling water. So it is only ksheiro if we are bedik the bronchia, and we see that the bronchia are intact. Where did the Rambam get this requirement of being bedik the simpanis, the bronchia? So because if the reya became liquid-like. So that is kshayro. But there the Gemara says in so many words that we have to be paid the bronchia. We have to be paid the bronchia. But without the care of the sympanis, if we do not make sure that the sympanis, the bronchia, are intact, then if the lung was nimeko, kimayim, so it's safe. So the Rambam applies the same requirement to an abscess. So true, an abscess is ksheiro. So, but even if the abscess contains clean and clear water, so it is only ksheiro if it is coupled to the biggest asymmetry. All right. But the other Rishayim say, only in case of reishin moko, where it became liquid-like, then we require b'tikas ha-mispeines, but not in the case of a boy. Alright. Because of it, or shemei tzi aleicho, b'di case of tzorz, b'di kasim b'shtateo, imim tzonok of trevo, v'adei li ovi oroz al mati rafi l'bachur im l'schuk, v'gam l'hiskia, b'tikas ha-simpe, v'im yeish bo shtei ha-vabuiz, but two contiguous abscesses that so then it's right, that's the Gemara. Shtei ababuyis muchis asur afilu mleis mayim zakim v'im yachas v'nire kibeis neikvim. Now But on that, there is a machlekes l'shem. So, in other words, some l'shem say, that even three avabuyas this mechzadone, two contiguous abscesses, so it's only three if they are mleis maim achur. Not if they are mleis maim zatim, of course. The Rambam certainly couldn't agree with that chicken, because according to the Rambam, if it contains maim achurim usruchim, so then even a single abscess is treif. So the Rambam certainly has to hold that trei bue dismicha adode, so it's treif even if it contains maim zaki. But though most rishonim achilik on the Rambam, so they are divided. So the Rosh says, even though the Rambam is, the Rosh is chilik on the Rambam, and the Rosh holds, and the Rosh holds that a single bue, even if it contains maim zruchim v'achurim, achurim v'zruchim, is also kosher. But he says, Mashenken, if we have two contiguous bues, so then it's treif even if it contains maim zakim. But then the Rashbam and the Rivon, they say a single bue, so even if it contains maim achurim v'zruchim, is kosher. And trei bue desmucha adode, so it's only trei if they contain mayim aruchim usruch. But the Torah doesn't mention what mentions is this rosh. V'miyed v'shtei avu yisumuches asor afrim leis mayim zaki. V'im achas v'nira kibayis neik, as what Gemara says, neik v'ne yiso b'achas b'sedeo, if it empties into one, empties into the other, so it's one way. In shape phrase the mock him echot, achas you cheo, vimav beze mutre. Aba pue she needs up she pull your rein. Kosa bahak, im haboso maki beholzat, afu beholzu cheo. Now you remember the tastes, the long tastes there. Treune this richala dodi. If it's gesidro on the cheo, so there is a long tastes. So that Teisves mentions the shita of the Bahag, and Teisves says it is strange chiddush, but Kabbalah. So Memele, we pass like the Bahag, even though it's a big chiddush. So the question is, why does the Bahag say that? So there are two pshat. One pshat is Abu Buyesh Nimtzam Shpule Roye, the bottom. Shpule Roye, that means at the bottom. Now here is the Shipule Oreye. So if you have here at the bottom of the Reye, so you would find an abscess. So the Bahak says, because of Bahak, im habosom maki bichol tzad afu bichol shum cheo. In other words, if the bosom encircles this abscess, so then it's cheo. But if he doesn't encircle, so it's not. V'imlav areyuki, he says, v'chol yeser kinot adome. That's the lotion of the Bahag. Now, so Teisves mentions that this is a strange chiddush. I mean, what's the reason? But there are two pshatim. One pshat is that it's only osa mishumar asayim, only mid rabbanim. In other words, it looks like a mikra nedine, it's not, it shouldn't be osir. Because it's not an avabuye, it's not another eiver, it's not another lobe, it's not another lung. But it looks like it, if it's not encircled by bosom, by at least a thin line of bosom. So it looks like an additional lobe, even though it isn't. So mele mit rabono, mishumaresayim, it's asur. Another pshat is that the reason as to why it's asur if Bosor is not makiv, because if Bosor is makiv, even though it's encircled by a very thin line of Bosor, so then it doesn't drop against the woman. But if there is b'shipulei yuma, there is an abscess, and Bosor is not makiv, then it drops. Then it's likely to rub against
the surface of the ume, of the ume, so in Mele, it's in all probability, it will develop a naked out of rubbing, the constant rubbing, and especially the behemoth in his lifetime, as it is active, so the lung constantly keeps on expanding and contracting, and when there is something that drops against it, so in all likelihood, it might result in a nekev. So mainly straight for right now. That's another option. All right. The Russian of the Bahak Vim Lava Ryuki Seres Vichol Yesak and Otodome tends to indicate more like the Pshat that it's because of Marasayan, it looks like a Yisirasim. Because if the Pshat is because you without a line of Bosor encircling it, so it keeps on rubbing against the Ume, so Mele it's destined to develop in Ekev. So why do you say the whole yes and no problem? It says not to do yes and no problem. Aber bua shenim tzo b'nekev, v'ni yedei ha'im nikev mechayi, oi lach ha'shrite, einayim nikev la'achel, let us artificially perforate, puncture another one, shen midami ba'abuz, that's what the Gemara says. Certain things, we are makiv, and certain things are not makiv, as vis-a-vis avabuz, we cannot be makiv. Because every avabuz is different. Every other poison. Now, Simon Lamizan. Creation into Baba Buys, a feeling daily harpy, or your name Ruach, or my Zaki, or Leho, and Shechas Kitvash, or Hayate, or Leho, you pay Shabby Kosho, a few cave and a reason with Terrace. We mint is when Leho Sucho, or Mime Sucho. Was it like even though most the shame? A chilik and the shit is given the Rambam. But the Mechaber, so usually he passes like the Rif in the Rambam, even when the most the shame is not connected. Right. But the Rabbi, the Rambam says, the Rabbi Machshirim, a filo bakurim, Sruchim, a Rash, the Aran, a Rosh, the Aran, the Rash, the Tur, the Maril. Right. The Chin Aminek, the Hachshir, Buez, Bichol, Indian, in the Elon Smurfs. In Elon Smurfs. So, Svardi, when Svardi asks Ishaile, brings a ray, and it has fluid that is not clear, not clean. So then, we have to pass the strength. When Ashkenazi asks Ishaile, so we are bound by the Ramor, so we pass that it is kosher. Now, Im Sirchot Ruyo Yeitzam Nabuot, I mean, this is right. And that gave rise to a new aloha. It's called Tartel Reyes by Kodache. And most, not just the Talitis Achei. I mean, even the Bach is the first one who coined, I think that the Bach is the first one who coined that expression, Tartel Reyes. And I mean, who conceived this concept of Tartel Reyes. And because of that, you know, so... Kamo v'kamo haloches, you know, originated. And then the Taz and the Shach and all the Nisikeli, practically most of the Nisikeli. I mean, the Berhetei and even Rabbi Kiveiger and the Togol Mavovo. However, there are many Bili Yisrael who were chilek on the whole concept of Tatar Reis. I mean, the Sherasarye, the Rabbi Chaim Alojener, Doruch HaShulchon, is also chilek on the whole concept of Tartel Reyes. The moke of a Tartel Reyes says this right. The right says, Im sir chotruyo, yeitzo min abuo treiv. So in other words, a sirche is matri de behim. Only certain kinds of sirches are matri de behim. But there are certain kinds of sirches that we are matri. Let's say, sir chotruyo, there is a shite. There is a shittes of Rishayim that Sirche Tluyo is also matter with Neyim. But most Rishayim hold that a Sirche Tluyo, a hanging Sirche, a pendant Sirche, a pendant addition, I mean, it's not a sircha between one woman and another, but a sircha that is pendant, that is hanging. So that's Chiyabal, most Hashem's. Most Hashem's. But, so, a sircha tluyo is mutaris. It's considered like Chiyabal. Like Chiyabal. Of course, I mean, those who are Zoya in Glad Kosher meat, I mean, should be Zoya, I mean, should be Zoya in a sircha tluyo also, I mean. The only thing is, many of those who are Zoya in Glad Kosher meat, they don't even know what it means. They just think, I mean, you have to eat dafke of a shechet that is a satmer chosid or something else. I mean, otherwise it's not that kosher. So they don't know what that kosher means. I mean, there are many Jews who even call Chol of Yisrael glad kosher milk. I mean, and this is the brand name, I mean, of Chol of Yisrael, glad kosher milk. But anyone who is zoyer in glad kosher meat on the basis of aloche should be zoyer, not only should be zoyer, of course, as the task points out, I mean. A sirche that is removable by mishmish ayodayim is more chomor than a sirche tluyim. Because a sirche that is removable by mishmish ayodayim, so according to Mechabea, it's ofik traib, according to Mechabea. And but Ramo is major. Mashenkin sirche tluyo, so too, there are some rishenim who answer it, but both the Mechaber and the Ramon are matter. So mainly one is more homo than the other. But if somebody is Zohir, he should be Zohir in the Sirchet Ruyeh as well. Anyway, we pass it. The Shechnoch passes. The Sirchet Ruyeh by itself is Mutter. And Buyeh by itself, a single Buyeh, is also Mutter. But if we have the two together, Sirchet Ruyeh, Yitzam, Nabuyeh, so there is faith. So the Bach and this Simen, the Bach explains that Raibet on the basis of Tartar Reis. Right now, the Bach, it's on Daf in Leis on the base. Paragraph that begins Kosav Mesiosef Al Shem Raibet Shem Sirchet Ruyo Yeitzo Min Abo Aso Vafilu Beuno Lo Yamrino Didei Femeikin Alel Ad Kan Lishem Vinira Li Yidi Taimim Shem Dehavali Likuse Basa Likuse. Lakuse means if there is a certain damage in the reye. I mean, in connection with the reye, so it's a lakuse, damage in the reye. Lakuse of chulia, the kidneys, or in a certain damage in the kidney. So we should have a lakuse basa lakuse. Umeido leo binekim. So since there are two reyeses, one is a sircha tluyo, and the second is a buah. So mimele, it's two reyeses. So we have to bechayish, since there are two reyeses, maybe there is a nekim. Uverish nida amrinon, kim diike tartel reyese, ki vadai tumedome. Vihosom idame isal tumiyese. So the Bach mentions the tartel reyese at the beginning of Nidin. Now there he discusses mikve shenindat, we need to choser. So kol tarish and asal gabok, the rabbonim of Rav Shimon say, Beimish is a rabbi, Beimish is a yochit meis. So the Gemara uses the lotion tartel reyese. What's the tartel reyese? Because actually there we have a conflict of two chazokis. On one hand, let's say, the mikveh was nimdat nisim. And we found that the mikveh in nisim had 50 son, right? So it's a mikveh kshem. Then, no one bothered to be made in the mikveh between nisim and tishrei. Then in tishrei, so someone was made it and he found there 30 son. He found there 30 son. I mean, it can be 39, so it doesn't make any difference. They say the same aloha. So, and the number of tares of men, what they will, or killing men, one it will, and they want they handled Truma. So the question is, all this time, from the first of Nisan till Tisha, so all these people who are Nitvel, or all these Kelim, who are the Nitvel in the Mikveh Tshero, they were Nitvel in the Mikveh Chaser. So, according to Rabbanon, Bein B'Shusayah, Bein B'Shusayochi, Bein B'Shusarabi. Now, B'Shusayochi, so it's Vekitom. B'Shusarabi, so it's Vekitoya. But here, the Rabbanon of Chumim say, even if it's B'Shusarabi, it's Vekitoya, but here, we consider them as Tomei. Because it's not even considered as Sofi, it's considered as Vadai Tomei. It's considered what it told me. So the Gemara says, in Hite, Dav Gimel, because Tatal Reise, Tatal Reise, what's a Tatal Reise? Because on one hand, we have the Reise, that the Mikveh is Chasir Mefaneinu. Right now, it certainly does not have mention. The question is, in Iyan, in Sikri, in Tamos, in Ovi, no, did it have Memso or not? But we have the Reise, it's a Reise Mefaneinu. The question is, whether that, it became a Chasir, only lately, the last day, became a chaseo. Oh, became a chaseo the first day after it was nimud. After it was nimud. So that's one way I say, because it's a chaseo of a name. And secondly, we have the cheskastomi of the gavre, or the cheskastomi of the kele. Because originally, the gavre was table in it, was tome. The question is, was this tume poka as a result of the immersion in the mikronat? So he had the status quo of tome. So it's two races. One is the cheskas tume of the gavre of the kele, and then the mikris chaser lefaneinu. So here too. So just as over there, we say tatel reyese. So it's tome vadai. So here too, since we have two races, on one hand we have a buin, and on the other hand we have a Silchot Luya. Even though one Reyese by itself is not Matan Veime, but when the two Reyeses come together, so then it is Matan Veime. It is Matan. Now the question is, what do you call a Reyese? So this is the new Aloche of Tadar Reyese. I mean that most Achayim, I mean, so they emphasize it so much. I mean, in all kinds of Shilas, I mean, you'll find in the Achayim. I mean, and in the Vile Achayim, not just the latest Achayim. I mean, not only the Primigodim, I mean, the Dogon Mavovo, but even the Taz and the Shach and the Bach mention this concept. And they say that this is the Shittas Arayim. This is the Shittas Arayim. As a matter of fact, there are some of the Shainim who are Chilik on the Arayim. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Arayim. But Paschal's like the Raimitz. So they say that according to the Raimitz Deen is based upon this principle of Tatar Reis. Of Tatar Reis. So the Moki of Tatar Reis in Nide is a very famous Moki. Very famous Moki. As the Orach Shulchan is also Chilik on the Deen of Tatar Reis. So years ago, let's say 100 years ago, to those Delik who Paschal, the Tatar Reis is Kshero, were considered as revolutionaries. Because it was contrary to the Bach and to the Taz and to the Shach, you see. But there were a few there in Israel, like the Sheikh Sarai, passed the Tatar Reis is kosher. So what do they do with the Gemara in Nide? So the Gemara in Nide is no raya, because I think that in one of the shiurim I explained it. I mean, that this halacha of Tatar Reis is an expression of Tatar Reis. But what it means is that over there by Mikveh Shenimdud of Nimtzach HaSeiro, so we have two chazokas. On one hand, from the point of view of the Cheska Shleimo of the Mikveh, we should say, since in Nisan the Mikveh was a Shleimo, so that status quo, that chazok Mikore continued. Now in Tishrei we see it's Haseiro. So Hashtu Dachsa. So from the point of view of the Cheska Shalom of the Mikveh, we should say Hashtu Dachsa. But then there is a conflicting Chazoke. From the point of view of the Cheska Stomei of the Gavre, since originally your Stomei, so we should say until it is verified that Tumei was Poka. So we have to assume that Tumei continued. So there is a conflict between two chazokis. So what should we say if there is a conflict between chazokis? That the two chazokis should cancel each other and it should be a sofik hashoko. So this is what the Gemara means when it says in Yidden, Tata Reise, two, if the two chazokis had been shoveis, so then they would cancel out each other. So it would be sofik hashoko. And this is the time of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, Pirshus HaYochid. So he's Meyes, and Pirshus HaRab Mistoya. Why Pirshus HaYochid, Sofik Tum, Pirshus HaYochid, Vegetomei, and Pirshus HaRab is Vegetoya. So Rav Shimon holds that the two Chazokes, since there is a conflict between the two Chazokes, so they cancel out each other. But the Rabbonim hold, no. Here the two Chazokes are not the same. They're not equal. One is more stronger than the other. Why? Because the cheskasholim of the mikveh is who holds for him? Because right now it's a chaseyon. So we know that status quo changed. The cheskasholim of the mikveh. The question is, when did it change? Did it change the first day after the original midday, or it changed the last day before the second midday, before the final midday? But it's who all of aneinu. Masheinke in the cheskas tomei of the gavre of the kelim is not who all of aneinu. So memele the cheskas tomei of the gavre prevails over the cheskas tomei the cheskas sholim of mikveh. So then it's not a general aloche that if there are two races, so we don't rely on chazok. But the Bach assumed that the pshat in the Raivet is that the Raivet's din is based upon this aloche, and it means that we cannot rely on, we can only rely on chazoke if there is one reyese. If there are two reyeses, we cannot rely on chazoke. But it's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. Now, what is those achrenim who say that there is a halacha of tatar reyese? So what do they call reyese? So you see from the achrenim that what if there is a certain condition in the long. There is a certain condition along, of course, the concept of Tatar Reyese has relevance to other Makis also, not Afghan along. But it seems that most Shailas in Tatar Reyese apply to long. Because in the long, there are more Reyeses than the other Yvon. But it's not limited. I mean, the concept of Tatar Reyese is not limited to longs. It's a general principle. I mean, according to the Bach, it is based upon the Gemara in Yidden. I mean, there it has to do with something else altogether. Not Treifes. But most of the Shailas in Treifes of Tatar Reyese happen to deal with the rain. Happen to deal with what? It has general application. Now, so what is called a Reyese? So from the Achreinim, from all the Achreinim, including the Taz and the Shach, it appears that what is called a reyese, certain things, certain conditions in the long. So the achrenim will say it's not even a reyese. But certain things they'll say is a reyese. Is a reyese. In other words, so there is a discussion. Suppose there is a bue and the bue is maim zakim, so is it considered a reyese or it's not considered a reyese? So in other words, so they have a definition. The achrenim have a definition. What is called a reyese? And what is not even a reyese? In other words, a reyese means that there is a problem. Even though we are matter, but a problem there is. A problem there is. But we are matter. So in other words, if there is a shittes rishayim, that a certain reyese is matter the behime, even though the Shulchan Aruch paskens that it's not matriv, but a reyese is considered. So Mele, they explain that. Or, and needless to mention, that if there is a mandomar in the Gemara, that a certain condition is matter the behime, even though the Gemara itself paskens not like that, but the reyese is. So they explain the Raivet being is based upon the principle of Tatar Reyese. Now, what's the example that is used by the Raivet? That Silchot Luo Yeitzom Nabur. Now there were certain Amroim who had Sveikes, Dafim Chesed Limon. So we see that certain Amroim were hesitant to be Matir, a Reye that had a single Bue. The Gemara says so. But we pass on not like that. So since the Oram Roy, who hesitated to be martyred, who held that a single buya also has a meile, so meile, even though the Gemara itself passes that it is muter, so what does it mean? It means that since a certain Amroi held that a single buya is matter meile, that means that a single buya is symptomatic of a certain kind of a deterioration.